Burn, A.G. and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And as we go into the holiday, looks as if Arkansas's unemployment rate increased just a little, John.
Yeah, just a tad. And, of course, that's a lagging number, as we know. And speaking of unemployment, we normally talk about first-time claims for unemployment benefits on Thursday, but all the numbers are compressed because of the shortened week. Of course, the markets are closed tomorrow, and then they close at noon on Friday. We just got the number just a couple minutes ago for the initial claims. Good number, 407,000. I mean, I know that sounds bad, but it's much better than it was, and it was expected to be 442. Something that's very important in our listing area, in our living area around here, is a durable goods number, stuff manufactured with the intent to last 3 years or more, and that's basically what we make a lot of around here. It was expected to drop about 0.3%, much worse number than expected, drop 3.3% in terms of durable goods. And one of the world's largest companies in making durable goods is a company called Caterpillar. They've done something very interesting. They've priced a 2-year bond issue in the yuan, which of course is the Chinese currency. They're the first foreign industrial company to issue debt in the Chinese currency. McDonald's had a smaller issue earlier. Of course, they're not an industrial company. It's expected to be sold and probably oversubscribed to investors in the Hong Kong market. And what's interesting is that CAT's going to use this financing that they raised from this new Chinese currency denominated bond to finance purchases for their customers in China. So when Chinese customers buy those enormously expensive pieces of equipment, they'll be able to get financing through Caterpillar financing. And by the way, about 9% of Caterpillar sales the trailing 12 months have come from China. And speaking of manufacturing, one of the other things that we follow in addition to the unemployment rate and et cetera is improvement in productivity. And I know that sounds really good, but some experts are saying that one of the reasons that we're in a perhaps jobless recovery, we're seeing enormous increases in corporate profits with no corresponding increase in jobs and a drop in the unemployment rate. It's because of an increase in productivity, ironically. And this is kind of an interesting, by the way, they measure that as the output produced in 1 hour of work. And we've seen about a 3.5% increase in the last 5 quarters in the productivity of most of the companies in the non-financial companies in the S&P 500. And the other proof of the pudding that productivity is one of the reasons that we're really not seeing an increase in jobs is there's been a 23% increase in profits over this period of recovery, but only a 9% increase, or actually a 9% drop in revenue over the same period. So clearly companies are doing more with less, and that's good news for corporate profits, but it's bad news if you're one of those people waiting to get a call to come back to work. One other piece of information out this morning, home mortgage applications rose the most in the last 6 months.
Yeah, and it looked in the last report in the Fort Smith area that home sales were still not where they need to be.
No, they're not. And that's going to be, you know, that was the epicenter, of course, of where the crisis began, was subprime mortgages, housing prices, and et cetera. And until we see some stability there. And the problem with home prices, of course, that's a store of value. People previously expected to accumulate equity in their home that they could use for other things. And now many of them, 4 out of 10 homes have negative equity, they say.
All right, John, a lot to look at in the coming year. We really don't know where the tax situation is going to be. And I know we'll be talking about those kinds of things as we get closer to the end of the year.
Bet. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody out there.
Same to you. John Taylor, Stern, A.G. & Leach, 820 South 21st Street. So many of these topics require more discussion, and you can certainly call John at 782-2527. 479-782-2527. That's John Taylor at Stern, A.G. & Leach.